Hey, welcome to the BSing Insurance Podcast with Brian and Stephanie of SBG Insurance Group. I am Brian.
And I am Stephanie.
And we're here to talk to you about the BS and some insurance.
BSing because we're BNS, Brian and Steph, but also sometimes when you're an agent, you have to BS your way through the business to get to where you are.
Is that how you got here?
Sometimes. And that's not a bad thing, guys. It's a positive thing. Fake it till you make it. Some people will say that's trash advice, but we have to go out there and put ourselves forward, right? As agents.
Exactly.
Yes.
And just a little bit about faking it till you make it. This is our first podcast, so there's going to be some glitches, and you're watching us on the video right now, maybe.
Not the best yet.
Our production quality is low, so we apologize for our poor production quality, and we will try to do better as we progress.
As we grow, I hope you will grow with us. Hit that follow and like. And hopefully we can bring you some really good information. Our goal is to be a safe space for agents to come and ask questions and learn. And hopefully, you know, if you don't have a place to call home in the insurance field, you may think about us.
That is right. We are always looking for new talent.
Yes. And we're always here to support people because we are better in numbers. And, you know, for that agent that's in New Mexico that I don't have a license for, maybe I'll have a referral for you down the road. Or maybe one of our agents that we premiere on here, you'll be able to refer and build a good networking community.
That is it. Just kind of trying to build a community, and we're starting from the scratch.
And we're not in competition with anybody. So we're here to love on people and to really support people.
There's
so
enough business to go around.
Yes, 100%. So we're just going to introduce ourselves to you guys today. My name is Stephanie, and I have been in the insurance business for 14 years, 13 and a half, 14 years. I got recruited by a very big name company that was known for Medicare supplements and long-term care back in the day, and I got recruited on Monster. Do you guys remember Monster? Like,
yes.
LinkedIn, or not LinkedIn, but you know, they're
Indeed.
Not around anymore. I think they were a big purple monster.
I think they're still around.
I put up my resume on there because I had a bachelor's degree in healthcare administration and I wasn't using it, nor had I gotten a real job. I was a dance coach for years and I love teaching kids, and that's been pretty much the theme of my life is teaching people. And I got recruited. So I was told I was going to make $150,000 my first year.
Have you made $150,000 yet?
Yes.
Like, and you put all the money together or?
Maybe. No, just kidding, guys. Yes. But it was definitely like a hard sale, MLM type recruitment. But I was 27 and, you know, I really needed kind of a path because I didn't know what I wanted to do. And my husband here, he was not in the insurance business. He was a law enforcement. Well, he'll tell you about his background a little bit more later. So I started working for them, got my license, had to take my test twice. Missed it by 2 points the first time. That sucked, by the way. If you guys missed your test and you didn't go back and retest, here is your sign to go back and take that test because it is worth it. I worked with them for a whole 3 months and I learned that I was not good at high pressure sales. We were going into homes of people who really didn't fit the niche of their products. Their products were Medicare supplements that were super expensive, like 50% more than most of the competitors. They were talking trash about competitors and selling life insurance in maybe not the most compliant way. Let's just say that. So I learned that I loved working with seniors and I loved going in and being a trusted person for them. But I knew that I couldn't stay there because the management was just awful. So I left and I ended up going to another big insurance company, but it was a brokerage. And I was there until 2021, January of 2021. And I left to go completely independent on my own and open up SBG Insurance Group. And here we are.
So when you left, that wasn't exactly the plan, right? Like you had originally you were just going to go out on your own.
I was just going to go on my own. I knew that they were keeping a portion of my commissions. But for years, it was great because it was a great family environment. My manager I had was amazing. It was just, it was a good time. I got good training, and it will be stuff I take with me forever and pass on to other agents. So. Yeah.
And then what made you go from, I'm just going to go work on my own, to now we're starting this whole agency?
You.
Oh, yeah, that's my fault.
My husband was like, you should open an agency. And I was like, no, that's a lot of work. And I said I didn't have that in myself. And I knew how to train agents. I had been training agents since like 2013 with the big insurance brokerage. We're not going to use big names here because we're not here to trash talk anybody.
Unless we have to.
No. But I knew I could train people. I just was unsure about the backside of the business. I knew I can go out and sell ice to an Eskimo. I've had friends tell me that I could literally sell ice to an Eskimo, but I knew I could train agents to do the same, but I didn't think that I would be able to be doing Excel spreadsheets and commissions and all of that. That was not something that I'm interested in. And typically I start dozing off when you start talking about taxes and Excel spreadsheets. That's just my personality. So, and there comes Brian. So Brian's background.
Yeah. So, obviously Stephanie and I have been together for super long time.
How many years?
24. Yes, that's it.
This year.
So, yeah. But yeah, so you go from the very beginning?
Yeah, like, very beginning. Right. Because I feel like Brian's story is more relatable to most people out there.
Yeah, so mine, I didn't start in the insurance world. I didn't really start in the business world. I guess I did kind of start in the sales world. Actually, we both did. Working for Sears, and I did
commission-based sales
and throughout college, basically selling lawn and garden supplies, which was actually a pretty good job.
You had a lot of fun with that.
I did. I had a lot of fun with that. I got a pretty good deal on some closeout tools and stuff, which I still have in our garage.
Craftsman all the way.
That was my first, well, back then. Now, I don't know. It's not so much the same. But that was my first experience and only real experience of actually having to sell stuff that people wanted. And from there, you know, I did that throughout college. And when I went to college, I was also on ROTC scholarship. So I got a whole bunch of leadership training and stuff and how to lead small groups and get people to do things that way.
He was a captain in the Army.
I was. Throughout college, I basically graduated college, went into the National Guard. I did 13 years in the Florida National Guard, got out as a captain, one deployment, and it was a pretty good experience. I learned a lot of stuff, met a lot of great people. Some of them I still talk to till this day. Wouldn't trade any of that experience for the world. So if any of you guys are listening to this and were in the Guard with me, say hello, because I miss all of you guys.
And if you're a veteran and you're looking for a next step, maybe we're your home, because we know your background and we know your mentality, and we would love to work with you because we have a lot of veterans that work for us.
Yeah.
With us, not for us.
So, and then after college, you know, I did the Guard thing, got a bunch of training there, not in sales, not in business. I was in transportation and logistics management, basically as a transportation officer.
Boring.
It was super interesting. Like, logistics is very important for a lot of things, and nobody really understands that.
Where were we the other day? It was a boat or an airplane, and you were able to just, like, off what that boat or airplane was. And I was like, holy crap, I've never seen anything that looks like this before. You probably don't even remember.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, I guess you learned something back in the day.
That is one of the things they teach you, like what the different ships look like and what each one of them does. Like, you have to know, and you have to know how to load them.
Okay,
so that they
anyways,
don't capsize. All right, that's not
what happened after that. Well, during the National Guard, you had a civilian job.
Yeah, so I worked for Sheriff's Office here in Florida, and I did that total for 17 years. Started, you know, on patrol and worked my way up. And when I left, I was a sergeant on the road supervising people.
Insert bad boys. Da, 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 da.
But yeah, so, you know, that was a lot of my working experience, was working there. But while I was there, I was an FTO, so I spent a lot of time training people. trying to teach people how to do things and do things the right way, because that's what we want, things done the right way.
In that job, things don't get done the right way, people get killed.
People can get, it can mess a lot of things up, but it can turn a really bad day really quickly. So, you know, spent a lot of time, you know, started training there in 2011 and did that all the way up until my very last day. But we did the, you know, I spent time as a detective, and one of the things I did as a detective was fraud investigations, where I really learned how to read, you know, the financial statutes and the rules and the different agency regulations and things like that. And I've always been interested in that. So that was kind of like a natural thing for me going from that kind of background into this background, because now that's what we do. I spend a lot of time reading rules and, you know, kind of teaching some people the stuff that I know. And you spend more time teaching the people the stuff that you know.
Compliance. So. We'll never need to hire anybody for it, because Brian's our internal compliance and he loves it. He's like a little kid in a candy shop reading all these. If you guys are in the Medicare field, you know all the CMS updates.
God, there's so many rules.
And
so
all many the rules. ACA updates. You guys love that. You guys need help with that. We might be your home, because Brian is absolutely like, he can take all that and make sense of it. And if he can't make sense of it, he'll call people like in high places and tell them that they're dumb. Not really that, but he'll get clarification. And normally they're like, well, I didn't know that was in there.
We've had that happen.
Yeah.
But yeah. So I mean, the rules, there are tons of them. There are tons of them, and that is one of the things that I tolerate. It's not my favorite part, but one of the things I tolerate is, you know, learning what they are, so we don't get in trouble. I would rather not get in trouble if we could avoid
it. So, what was your breaking point of like, hey, I need to be done with law enforcement, I need to do this agency thing with Stephanie?
So we kind of planned it for a while, right?
We did.
It
wasn't financially like a, we had a plan,
and there wasn't really a one thing that happened. It was just kind of a change in what I wanted to do with my life. Not one thing happened that made me want to leave, or not one person made me want to leave, not one thing. It was just, you know, a slow, gradual, like, it's not fun anymore and not what I necessarily want to be doing. And in a job like that, if you don't want to go every day, you can't go every day, because there's just so many things that can go wrong that it's not the place, it's not the job you want to have whenever things are. When you don't 100% really want to be there doing it.
Well, that's what we had agreement for a long time about that. That if you stop liking what you're doing, you're done, because
that was it. And then honestly, like you, when you started the insurance after a couple of years, I was always pushing you to get into more of the management role and all that. I mean, because your background is in, the healthcare type stuff, you know, from college. And I wanted you to get more into the managing and, you know, taking on that type of thing. And you were always like, no, I just don't want to do it.
Because I didn't want to deal with the corporate BS, not Brian and Stephanie, but the other BS. Because in that agency, it was very large, one of the largest agencies out there. And I saw agents that were really great that became general managers, and they just, it's just corporate. And let's just say they're not general managers anymore. Right. Not because they couldn't do it. It's just because the setup of the way. So I'm a little bit of a control freak. So when I had the idea of opening my own agency, that is exciting because I had control of it. And I didn't have to really listen to somebody, you know, putting numbers on my agent's back or putting these unrealistic goals and expectations and stress that I don't need. And now I can, you know, really formulate a training plan that is tailored for the individual agent. You know, that's what I like, you know, putting the puzzle pieces together. That's why I like selling Medicare so much, is because it's all puzzle pieces.
There's a lot. Well, that is something that has become more intriguing for me as we do it, is looking at the different plans and the doctors and the drugs and which plan is really going to save the client the most money throughout the year.
Yes.
Right? Because you can really screw somebody up by putting them on the wrong plan.
And there's so many agents not doing it right, guys. So if you are an agent that does it right, you are worth a lot. You're very valuable. So if you're thinking that this business is hard some days and maybe you shouldn't be in it, if you're an agent that's going through the drugs, it's going through the doctors, it's going and sitting with your client, like that is 70% of the battle. Because how many times do I have clients that reach out to me and I say, hey, okay, Wednesday at 10, good. Yes, okay, what's your address? I'm going to come to you. And they say, wait, you'll come to me? I've been asking for an agent to come to my house for years. Literally, things I've been told. Yep. So you are worth it. So you just might need a little more direction. That's what we're here for. That's why we started this up. So
that is our goal. So I think I
followed us a little bit about our background that we wanted to bring you guys on. We will be bringing other agents in to talk. We're going to be talking about different subjects. So if you guys have any sort of ideas or subjects you want to talk about, please feel free to leave us a comment on YouTube or our Facebook, or our email is admin@sbginsurancegroup.com. We would love to answer those questions for you. And again, hit that subscribe so you get the alerts of our new episodes. We plan on bringing one out every week and having other agents that are successful in this industry and newbie agents too, because, you know, we're going to track them and we're going to see how they progress.
Yep. Our goal really is to provide some training, right, for an agent and also for clients, so they have an idea of what it is they can expect from an agent, or maybe even learn a little bit about the whole situation as well. So
yes, we are setting expectations here, and the expectations are high. So do you come up to them, right?
Yes.
You live up to them.
Yeah. You on TikTok?
Yes, SBG Insurance. I'm on TikTok. Need some more followers so I can go live. So that would be wonderful.
Follow us on the TikToks. We're on Facebook. BSing Insurance, the podcast.
I think that's it.
And well, SBG Insurance Group on Facebook.
Appreciate every single one of you guys for being here today on our very first episode. Hopefully we didn't butcher it too bad. And we will see you guys.